again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of Are You Not Entertained? This is episode 98, and today's date is January 31st, 2018. I am your host, Carrie, and I am joined this week by not two, but three guys that are excited that it's point at the WrestleMania sign season. Yes, I am joined by Kent, Russ, and Steve. How you guys doing?
I feel like excited is not the proper word for what we are for this season.
I would be normally excited, except at the end of the Rumble was really annoying.
And I'm a lot of pointing. Tyrannosaurus.
Okay, so for our first-time listeners, welcome. Just to give you an idea of what we're about, we recap and talk about the week in wrestling and have a few fun segments for you as well. And again, this week, we have a lot of ground to cover. We have the fallout from NXT TakeOver, the fallout from the Royal Rumble to talk about, as well as big takeaways from this week's Raw and SmackDown. But before we get started with any of that, we should all get started with a moment of bliss. Kent?
All right, so I've had like 5 days to kind of think about how I was going to go about this. And just to let the audience, Carrie, know, my father passed away on Friday around 8:20. So I have a funny story. This is going to be the moment of bliss because, you know, whenever a parent dies, you got to have a funny story, right? Like, you wouldn't expect anything less from me. So here's the good story. So they called my mom Friday morning, like, to let her know, you know, like, he had hours to live. So that's fine. Like, they had her number. He dies. The hospital, rather than calling my mom, called my dad's phone to let him know that he died. So you gotta find a little bit of humor knowing that there's a hospital that called the person, let them know that they died. That's pretty fucking funny if you really think about it. We didn't find out until the next morning. Actually, my mom didn't find out until she, like, walked in there. And she walked in the room, she's like, there was another dude there. So she was a little confused. So lots of confusion there. Good times. So I found that pretty funny. And there's also like a transvestite story, but I mean, everybody already knows the transvestite story, so I don't need to come
into
that.
True moment of bliss.
Do transvestite stories ever go any other way than the way yours pretty much went?
I don't think so, but I don't know. I don't want to really imagine any other transvestite stories.
All I'll say is that was Kent's true moment of bliss.
It was. It was. Also, we had good chicken wings Sunday.
We did.
Those were good. The pizza, but the wings were good. And that was my moment of bliss.
All right. Okay, guys, let's get started with NXT TakeOver. All right, first matchup, we had the tag team championship match, the Undisputed Era versus Authors of Pain. It was an okay match. Wasn't one of my favorites. Actually, I was just starting to get into watching it, so I really wasn't paying too much of attention. So I'm going to defer to you guys to talk about it. Steve, let's go with you.
It definitely wasn't AOP's best match. They should have just flat out destroyed those midgets. I don't see any way they don't destroy those midgets. But I guess AOP is being called up soon. So it was a good decision, I guess, to have them lose. But I didn't like it.
Russ?
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was a mediocre match. I mean, it wasn't terrible. It just, I don't know. I haven't followed NXT in a while, so I knew who the Authors of Pain were. I kind of know the other team, but it was an okay match. It was nothing special.
They write stories about pain, Russ.
Yes, they are authors of pain.
Yeah. In a night of mediocrity, if we're going to be honest, it was not NXT's best showing for a takeover. It's actually probably one of their worst, in my opinion. This match was mediocrity personified. AOP shouldn't be called up. I say this for two reasons. One, I don't think they're necessarily ready yet. They have a great gimmick. They have the manager and everything. But they have to go on Raw. And right now, they're busy trying to get Revival over. You can't be getting multiple tag teams over at the same time. That's really tough in the world of WWE. They have a hard time getting just one over. So I wouldn't call them up. And secondly, I wouldn't call them up because when was the last time they called up a tag team from NXT and actually let them do well? Quarter past never. Yes, that's the answer. So let's keep AOP down there and let's have them win the tag belts back because those fucking midgets are terrible. NXT needs to stop with this shit. I don't give a fuck how popular you are on the indies. If you don't look like you can kick their ass and like... There's exceptions. There's the Daniel Bryans of the world. But they are, like, the far, far exceptions. They bring something else. These guys, they're not that good. I mean, they're okay, but they shouldn't be beating Authors of Pain. And I really didn't like this match. But I hated a different match much more.
Gee, I wonder if it involves the opposite sex.
Russ, I am not a racist.
I need to say, it was nice that the... what are they called? Undisputed Era did not use full elimination on AOP.
Yes.
In Philly.
I don't know. I like them, but you're right. They're too small for... Like, Authors of Pain should have whooped them.
Undisputed Era versus Sanity makes a little bit more sense if they beat Eric Young, for instance.
Right.
That matchup makes sense. Undisputed Era versus AOP, no, that just doesn't work under any circumstances. Are we going to have James Ellsworth beat like the world champion AJ Styles?
Oh, no.
My bad. I retract my statement.
All right, let's move on, guys, to Kesha Sono versus Velveteen Dream, with Velveteen Dream picking up the win. I am all on board on the Velveteen Dream train. I think he's awesome. What do you think, Russ?
So, I wasn't all on board with the Velveteen Dream before this. But the match itself was okay. It wasn't great. It wasn't bad. I wouldn't even say it was mediocre. I'd say it's a little bit above mediocre. But what really sold me on this match was Velveteen Dream. Holy crap, he is a fantastic heel. He is just... He's naturally... He's very charismatic, but he does it in such a dickish way that it comes off so well. Like, I was mad at him for 5 seconds, and I thought to myself, wow, a heel that made me mad at them for being a heel. That's good work. So, yeah, I'm all in. I'm all in on the Velveteen Dream now.
How about you, Steve?
Velveteen Dream carried that match. There was a lot of miscommunication between the two of them, and it seems like Ono was just... not even on the same page with Velveteen Dream at all. It could have been a lot worse, the match, but because of Velveteen Dream, it was decent.
Do you think this week was like a week of botches? Because holy crap, so many botches every night. So many. And we'll talk about several of them, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was just one of those bad weekends, I guess. It's bad timing since it's Rumble weekend, but...
Yeah, all eyes on WWE and so many botches.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, though. That matters is the end.
And what did you think, Kent?
This was the third best match of the night. I would have been fine, actually, had it gone about 5 minutes longer. I'd be even more fine if Cassius Ohno put on a fucking pair of pants. Dude! Like, it'd be like my fat ass going into a ring in my underwear like some fucking tighty whities. Does anybody aside from Russ want to see that? Maybe the person that made a certain somebody's pants, but, you know, we'll talk about that later. Nightmares. Yeah, Cassius Ohno, put some fucking pants on, sir. Or at least, like, the longer shorts, you know, with, like the boxer brief. You know,
a little longer shorts here. Basketball shorts.
Yeah, if you're going to wear the jersey to hide your fucking KO gut, he's a good worker, but he's not going to ever make it on the main roster in that shape. It's just not going to happen. And I expected him to be the workhorse of that match. He was not. Velveteen Dream is becoming what I'd hoped for the past 5 years. He's becoming this generation's Ravishing Rick Rude in his early years. He has potential to become a Ravishing Rick Rude if he keeps going at this rate. And Velveteen Dream could be one of the few homegrown talents. Technically, not really homegrown, but, you know, like, pretty much homegrown.
Right. He didn't have an indie
he has all the potential in the world to be...
I would say he started in the indies, right. But it was barely, right? I mean, they picked him up pretty quick.
Well, then he did Tough Enough, and then he got the boot because, you know, he wasn't popular enough.
I find that shocking, because he's got charisma.
All three people that won it got released within a year, and Mandy Rose and Velveteen Dream are still going strong. So that's what tells you what you should tell you about fan votes.
Yeah, Sonya, that's right.
So, Velveteen's really good. Cassius just needs to hit the fuck. How is it that everybody else that is in NXT like hits the gym, gets in shape, aside from Kevin Owens and Samoa Joe? But that was expected. Like, how is it? Cassius Ohno was never this fat, right? Like, he's gotten fatter over the years.
I think he's on the downside and he doesn't care, maybe?
Isn't this the time to care, though, so you get moved up to the main... Just to get that one contract. Because NXT contracts suck.
Yeah.
Shouldn't this be, like, the motivation to get yourself in shape, maybe have a talk with the Big Show, and be like, how'd you lose all that fat ass?
Well, when we say they suck... Would we take one given to us and we'd be living a decent life?
Would we take one what?
A contract from NXT. Like, I'm not saying we have to do what NXT does. I'm just saying if NXT was offering us a contract, the pay is still above average for a normal
person. Not that good, but there's a lot of perks that come with it. And one of the biggest perks is having one of the best gyms in fucking the U.S.
Which is, yeah.
So take advantage of it. You have access to all these... dietitians, all these people that know how to get in great shape. You have Triple H there. Like, you have guys that you can
I'm
talk
not sure
to.
He's the best option. He definitely does steroids.
Steroids are a hell of a thing.
Steroids
help
people.
They don't drug test down in NXT, do they?
Probably not, no.
Like, I've never heard of anybody failing down in NXT.
Never heard of anybody passing, either.
Oh. It's about NXT, I guess, so, yeah.
Quick, Carrie, before we go on another tangent.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on, guys. Next up, we had the NXT Women's Championship, Ember Moon versus Shayna Baszler, with Ember Moon retaining the belt. I have to say, guys, I am not that impressed with Shayna Baszler. I feel like she's an MMA fighter trying to be a wrestler, and she's kind of failing. But maybe that's just my opinion. What do you think, Steve?
She only has a job because of someone else who wore a giant leather jacket recently.
Steve, you sound like you were not aroused me by this.
But if you were an MMA fighter, shouldn't you break someone's arm if they're in an armbar for like 5 minutes, whatever it was?
It was 4 minutes and 42 seconds.
She should be tapping, or her arm should be snapped in half. There's no way.
Wrong, Steve.
No,
wrong. You're just wrong.
But Baszler is terrible as a wrestler. I never liked her in the Mae Young Classic. I don't like her now. I don't see the point of her. And the match was terrible.
Russ.
I feel bad for Ember Moon because I kind of like Ember Moon. I think she's a pretty good wrestler. Maybe not now after seeing this one. We'll talk that one up later. But this was bad. And it scares me because someone who could possibly arouse us is coming from the same background.
And Shayna Baszler's had more time training.
Exactly. And she's not getting nearly the push that the one that arouses us is. So that scares me. Like, legitimately scares me how bad this was. This was a bad match. This is probably one of the first times I've ever seen an NXT match and gone, not for me. Nope.
How about you, Kent?
Let's talk about one of the three all-time worst NXT TakeOver matches ever. This may be the number one worst all-time NXT TakeOver match. That's how bad this was. This was a fuckery at its finest. I think we're underselling 5 minutes for that armbar. As Steve alluded to, yes. Within like, you're not doing, like, the Bret Hart, Steve Austin, WrestleMania 13 thing here. Just call it. Like, put her in the armbar. Ember could tap out, and then Shayna could beat her afterwards. Or, like, you know, beat her down and then switch the decision. They could have done that. It would have at least told the story. The story that they told me was that Ember Moon apparently has a metallic arm. She cannot be harmed. Because I saw her the next night. She wasn't selling much, so she's bionic.
The arm is taped. That's selling.
It was taped.
That's selling.
Steve, tape is magical, bionic arm.
It's still bionic.
Kent, tape is magical. Sure. It heals everything.
Friendship is magic, Russ.
Oh, that's what it is. Right, shoot. I messed that up. Tape, friendship, whatever.
I think the happiest person with this match is Sasha Banks, and I'll explain why. Sasha cannot wait until Shayna gets called up, because then Sasha will no longer have the biggest forehead in the business. So she is really... She's been texting Vince and be like, you see that Shayna? She's doing really good work. You should call her up. I'll do a feud with her. No problem. I will sell the shit out of it. Just bring her up, okay? So Sasha was happy with the match. Nobody else in their right mind was. This also proved to me that Ember is not ready to carry a match. Nonetheless, a feud. She's not ready yet, and that's not a slight against her. She does need more time. She's in the role where she should be in order to learn that trait, but she's not there yet. I know a lot of people thought, oh, Ember might be ready for the main roster, and this really proved that she's not ready for the main roster. And there's no shame in that. There is shame in that match. It's almost like both people were wearing, like, I don't know, really warm or hot pants or something. I don't know. Weird,
like the pants were on fire.
Were the pants were flaming? Perhaps
they were like liars. Yeah, weird, horrible match.
All right, moving on to the Extreme Rules match. We had Adam Cole versus Aleister Black. Aleister Black picking up the win. I have to say, this match was damn good. There were some good spots in this match. I mean, Adam Cole's back hitting those chairs, that I cringed.
Hey.
I really cringed.
Russ, are you in the closet?
It's Russ's bedtime.
Russ, come out of the closet.
Sorry. There I am. I'm back. Yeah. You know what the worst part is? I thought I had it on mute. So when I said, hey, my lights went out for a second.
All right, Russ, what did you think?
What are you saying, Kent? I can't hear you.
I'm saying, if you had pants that were on fire, you could have seen.
I could have seen,
better.
Clearly, yes.
Yeah. They have their purpose.
Okay, sorry. So, me, right? You want to talk about, is it my turn to go, or Kent's?
Who's,
me, okay. This was a fantastic match. Holy crap. So good. It wasn't just the high spots that I thought were really good, because those were awesome. But just the stuff that Aleister was doing when Adam would use weapons and Aleister would just be like ducking them or kicking them, and it was just so well done. They made it look like, you know, Adam was actually going to take a try to really go for a good swing, and Aleister just got out of his way or did whatever he did to get out of it, like kick it or whatever. So that I thought was really well done. The spots were amazing, and this really put me on Aleister Black's and Adam Cole's fan list, because Aleister Black, he's almost ready, right? Would we say he's about ready to go up?
I don't know. I haven't seen him really. I don't know. He's probably
close,
ready, but give him another 6 months. There's no real need to.
No. But he is really good in the ring. And Adam Cole is definitely someone we should be keeping an eye on, because also very good. No, Kent's disagreeing with that one, but we can talk about that later. I liked it. This is my second favorite match. And yet I said second, and even this is a really good match.
Steve, what did you think?
It was a good match. I don't know how Adam Cole's back isn't broken from that one spot. They had some innovative spots, which is amazing, because you'd think
they've done it all.
Be with ECW, be impossible to top anything they ever did. I would say Black is more ready than Cole. Cole can't grow 2 feet and put on 100 pounds of muscle. So he'll never be really that big.
So he can't teach that?
He can't teach that, no. He's going to be the 5 foot tall, 100 pound guy all his life, and that's not going to go too well, I don't think, in the main roster.
Yeah, like, I want to echo Steve's sentiments and say that Adam Cole is a future 205 champion, and that's the high point. This guy is incredibly overrated. With that being said, he put on a very good match. If you like monkeys that have spots in them, you would really have enjoyed this match, I fully believe. It was kind of fun, like... It was fun to watch and be like, all right, so this guy's setting up the chair, so he's definitely the one taking it. So in that regard, it was fun, and it was a perfect number two match. Like, it was never meant to be match of the night, but it's perfect as that second best match of the night that gets you excited. It was a very fun match to watch, very entertaining. And props to both guys. Adam Cole's still just incredibly wildly overrated, and he's never going to be able to put enough on... He can't do enough with his body that's ever going to allow him to be high up in the main roster. It's just not possible.
You don't think he can pull a Daniel Bryan?
Daniel Bryan's a fucking giant. He's built.
That's true.
Compared to...
I don't think his body can hold up to the schedule.
I don't think... Like, picture Adam Cole trying to go against, you know... fucking Braun Strowman. His body would... He'd be made humble.
Made humble. All right, can we all agree that Aleister Black is a star in the making, though?
Aleister's been a star in the making for a while. He actually hasn't even that bad on the mic. I mean, he's not great, but I mean, he's not terrible. I thought he'd be way worse on the mic.
English is the second language, I think. Isn't he Dutch or something?
Yeah, he's Dutch.
But yeah, it's a pretty... He's really good.
And... Yeah, I think he has all the potential in the world. He has a great gimmick. He has his in-ring psychology. I think that was the shining part.
Yeah,
absolutely. The spots were great, but it was the psychology that really shined in this match.
Yep.
So, really enjoyable. I'd probably give this match like a 7, really. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was very good.
All right, let's move on to, I think, what we all collectively will say was the match of the night. Probably. And I'm talking about the NXT Championship match between Andrade Cien Almas versus Johnny Gargano, with Almas retaining this match, guys. I loved every aspect of this match. Just the emotion, the action, the run-in from Candice LeRae. I loved all of it. What did you think, Steve?
It's funny. I know I watched it, and I know it was a great match, but I can't remember anything about the match. I don't know why. I remember the ending. I know the Tommaso Ciampa coming back was good, but for some reason, I just blacked out for the whole match. I don't know. I can't recall any of it.
Do yourself a favor, rewatch it.
I know. I know. Like, it's like, that's the thing. I know it was good, but like, if I try to think of any spot in the match, I'm like, nope, nothing.
And Russ?
Yeah, I will go as far as saying that's the match of the year, including all Japan happenings. This is by far...
Allegedly.
This is by far so far, and it's only, I know we're only 31 days in, by far this is the best match of the year. And I loved Jericho and Omega. This was better. This had everything you could ask for. Psychology... Great in-ring things happening. The back-and-forth chain wrestling was fantastic. And when they finally got to their spot, it was so well done. I mean, they played it the way you wanted to. In the beginning, good grappling. In the middle, great chain wrestling. Towards the end, getting their spots and stuff in, the big spots. And then the near falls right near the end just made it. Just the storyline, like, I watched the match, and I felt ashamed because I didn't watch the first half of the match, really. I wasn't really paying attention at that point. But I started watching it towards the end, and I'm like, holy crap, why am I not watching it? I rewatched it almost immediately after I watched it the first time. That's how good it was that I was ashamed I missed it, or at least the first half of it. So, it was great. And yes, I know Gargano got out of a finisher. You know, he kicked out of a finisher, but it was well done, and it wasn't like a million finishers. It was only one.
Because it was America.
Right.
And Kent.
Oh, easily match of the night. I was in a similar situation as Russ. As I paid attention for maybe like the first 10 minutes. Then I got hungry, and then I started looking at strippers. And then I realized, hey, this ain't bad. So then I rewound and rewatched what I was missing. I told them bitches shut up. And yeah, good times. I'm really proud because I've been on the Andrade Cien Almas train this whole time, and you guys can back me up. I've been bragging about this guy. He's getting it. Like, the light bulb has gone off, and this guy is money. He probably wasn't ready when I said he was. He's ready now. He's very much ready. And, yo, Gargano's not a big dude, and yet he's a giant compared to Adam Baby Cole.
Baby. It's
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah, I want Heath Slater to punch him in the face, by the way, for stealing that. But, yeah, this was great, and I said, when I was watching it, I said, I wonder if Ciampa's healthy enough to come back yet. Because I've been wondering and wondering and wondering and waiting for it. I'm so excited because I love Ciampa. So, this was the match of the year so far. All seven continents combined. I know there was that one classic, allegedly in Antarctica. But there was a few too many kickouts. And, lots of ice on the mat. This took the cake. I think Jericho was in that match. I don't even know I don't even know his name. But yeah, this was match of the year so far for me.
Now, Gargano, can we talk Gargano real quick? I know he was really good, especially in DIY, but I thought it was always the combination of the two. I never saw them both as individual good wrestlers. I felt like this was a coming out party for Gargano. This was fantastic.
You've been missing out then.
I have.
Gargano's been putting on great matches singles wise, but they've been playing off like he's not getting wins. He should have gotten the role that Roderick Strong got because Roderick Strong is a vanilla midget. Gargano is actually talented and charismatic and actually has good moves and is exciting in the ring and can tell a story. That's something that old Roddy doesn't have. I actually compare Gargano and Ciampa a little bit to Punk and Daniel Bryan. They remind me a lot of those guys. I think Ciampa's a little bit more Daniel Bryan in his moveset, but personality-wise, it's the exact opposite. So they both feel fresh, even though we've seen two guys similar to them. If they live up anything close to Punk and Daniel, these guys really could revolutionize when they do get called up to 205.
Oh, man. How bad would that be? They deserve... like.
Wait, that's not a bad thing. If you think about it, if they brought up Adam Cole, Gargano, and Ciampa, in theory, 205 would just be the most stacked roster. Now, we know they wouldn't get any time because, you know, Rapey McGee is gone, so we don't have any people talking now and represent 205.
But Rockstar Spud is a new GM.
It's Derek McKenzie.
Oh, Derek Maverick. Drake
oh, Maverick. Maverick. Right. Sorry, Maverick. God damn it. I was thinking McKenzie. Spud McKenzie. That's what I was thinking.
Get her out and pay the price, Bud, Nick.
Look, we didn't even save that. We just wasted that one. We're not saving it for the end.
Now do you have to get Rey Mysterio, too, in 205 Live?
Oh, man. Osaka? That would be good. You know what's funny? 205 could be great, but I don't know. Do I want Ciampa and Gargano to be their pinnacle being 205?
Ciampa, I think, can go to the main roster. Gargano is iffy.
If Gargano makes main roster, he could be that lovable face that keeps getting beat down and eventually goes like on a run. But he's limited as to how high he can
go. Like Sami Zayn should have been?
Well, Sami Zayn still could be.
Yep, could be.
Not face, yeah, though.
For, so
definitely
first Dango.
For the first 2 years, you should have been that face, though, and then nothing.
Oh, yeah. No. They... WWE has ruined a lot of careers. Fandango.
What? Chris Benoit vehemently disagrees.
I was going to say Fandango. Just recently, Fandango. American Beta, because now they're Beta again.
Sister Abigail.
Sister Abigail.
No, the mono destroyed her career.
That's true, but...
Fucking clap.
Okay.
All right, guys, let's move on. Let's talk Royal Rumble, shall we? I'm going to skip over the pre-show unless you guys have anything you want to comment on the pre-show.
I'll be right back. You guys keep talking.
I don't remember the matches, so I would say no.
I was driving to Kent at that point, so I didn't watch a single thing.
All right, let's kick off and talk about the main show then, since Kent's gone. All right, first match up was the WWE Championship match. AJ Styles versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens in a handicap match. AJ Styles retained his title. It was a decent match. I watched part of it because I was doing lunch prep for the week for work, so it was good. But
You did lunch prep during the pre-show.
Yeah, that's what he did, lunch prep.
I was finishing up. With that said, though, really, you watch the Royal Rumble for the Rumble, not the matches, but I digress. Russ, what did you think?
Okay, for an AJ Styles match, this was garbage. But overall, it was okay. I liked the story they were telling. I loved when KO and Sammy just kept on tagging in and out. That was really well done.
I come back to hear Russ say in and out repeatedly.
Well, that's
fantastic job you were doing.
You missed the first part where we were talking about transvestite and you.
Go on. I'm not Eddie Murphy.
So the tagging, I really liked the psychology of the match. But it felt rushed a little bit, and it was okay. It was good. AJ Styles worthy? No. But again, you're right. This pay-per-view is nothing other than the Rumbles. So,
Kent, what were your thoughts on the WWE Championship match?
I've been paying attention. Yeah, it happened. And it could have been better. And it wasn't. Stupid storyline. I mean, I guess what we saw on SmackDown makes sense now. Felt like a missed opportunity, though. I would have rather had... Wouldn't it have been a little bit better if we would have had AJ tag-teaming with somebody? Say an Orton or a Shane. Orton would have made more sense. And if Orton got the pin, he would have been number one contender. Or if Sammy or KO got the pin, they're world champion. Like, that stipulation would have made more sense than what we got. And the stipulation hindered us. Not gender. No, not gender at all. It really hindered the match, though. Much in the same way that a lot of handicap matches or mixed tag matches hinder the proper flow of a match. You're going to get these weird stoppages. You're going to get these weird clusterfuck moments where you just kind of sigh at your TV and you're like, you're better than this. But they're not. They're not better than this. We tell ourselves that they're better, but no, they're not better than this. We're just upset. I don't know. I don't even know. I wouldn't give this match a 5. I would not watch this match again. I would give it someplace in the high 3s, low 4s, if I'm being perfectly honest and not overly critical. Would anybody here actually sit down and rewatch that match?
Only because I don't remember half of it. I might. So
that's because you're in a bathrobe.
That's true. I was going to say high 4 for me. I don't think I'd ever watch it again, but it was good. It was decent. It just wasn't great. Nothing. Out of all of AJ Styles' matches, I could never see this one again and be fine with it. But didn't they leave the better story on the table? Having the co-champions?
Big time. Because they could have done that storyline for a good month and a half until...
And broke up.
Whatever.
They could have done what they're doing now on SmackDown with them as champions for at least a month, and it would have worked fun. I thought that would have been better dynamic, but whatever.
It would have been the better story, sure.
Yeah.
And then the winner of the Rumble that we're not going to talk about yet could have held off on his decision until after that. Like, once again, it's WWE watching a Filipino transvestite and blowing their load way too fucking fast. Like, just go to songpros.com if you have that urge. And just settle
saw
it down.
One off.
No need to blow your load. Songpros.com will help you just chill.
All right, guys, let's move on.
Well, okay, hold on, time out. Steve, what did you think of the match?
I concur with you guys, but
about songpros.com?
No, about the match.
Oh.
How much of a dick is Shane, though, after the match? Like, did you see that non-tag? He's like, yep, just walked away. Like, as GM, you should want your referees to get the calls right. Or as whatever he is, commissioner, you'd be like, that's the wrong call. Referee fucked up. Reset the match. But nope, he's like, yeah, whatever. You guys screwed up. That's fine.
Yeah, because normally if it's a face who gets screwed, you know, the commissioner would come down, no, restart the match.
Like, the whole match was booked just to continue the storyline at the end, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
There's better ways you can do that, too. I mean.
Oh, WWE, they love their consistency. They love being consistent. Ref's call is final. Restart the match.
Except when it's
until
not.
Until it's not final.
Yeah.
Until they see it on the big screen, they're like, oh, the face lost. Okay, well, okay, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Oh, God. So.
All right, moving on. We have the SmackDown Tag Team Championship match. Usos retained over American Beta. I don't remember a thing about this match. What about you guys? How about you, Steve?
I had such high hopes for that match, because that first fall was like 15, 20 minutes. So I'm like, this is going to be awesome. And then all of a sudden, roll up, whatever, done. Two straight wins. I don't know. I mean, the first fall was amazing, I thought. It's just the second fall was just ruined the whole match.
What did you think, Russ?
I kind of agree with Steve on this. I thought it was a really good match going into the beginning of it. And I think Kat and I were pretty much watching it up until the first pin, and then we're like, oh, well, at that point I was thinking, oh, we got another two pins, so Kat and I started talking to each other even more heavily about this, and then all of a sudden the quick roll-up of the second pin, we didn't even see it, and we're like, what the hell? It's over? Kent got up, that's what it was. Kent got up because he thought he had plenty of time. Kent comes back, the match was over. So... it was just so weird the way they did it, but they screwed. I mean, okay, I like the Usos. I think they deserve a good title run, which is fine. But American Beta, their opportunity to shine has now been tarnished. They are falling down with the Fandangos.
I'd have to agree with you there. What about you, Kent? What do you think?
I have a mouthful of Charleston Chew.
That's good stuff.
Alright, so all of you listeners, I want you to close your eyes. I'm going to give you a good analogy. Unless you're driving. Then pull off to the side of the road, then close your eyes. We're going to do a little time to kill.
If you're listening to this, you might as well just kill yourself anyways. So.
That's true. If you're listening to us and you're driving right now, you probably aren't doing too well in life.
Yeah. So, I want you to imagine, like, six guys sitting like in a sports bar, and it's like a bachelor party, and you're like, which strip club do we go to? Do we go to the one that serves alcohol and is topless, or do we go to the fully nude one? And you're like, fully nude is fully nude. Like, you can't go wrong with this. And so you go. And you get there, and you're like, the fuck just happened? We just wasted so much time and effort. Like, we got so excited. Like, you spent 20 minutes having this conversation. You get there, and you're there for 5 minutes, and then you gotta go get the car.
Did this strip club have a name?
What? No. Steve, don't tease the crowd
don't
here.
Don't tease them. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, that's what this match felt like. It felt like a night in Utica. A very sad, dark night.
Yeah, whoever wanted full nudity could bite me, because I remember a lot of people wanted Syracuse. Oh, wait, that was an analogy. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Not real life.
Christ, Russ. I'm just trying to make a point here that this match was very underwhelming.
Yes.
It was like the WWE Network's like, just toss it out there. Just make it rain. So, yeah. Boo to this match. It should have been match of the night. And instead, Second most underwhelming match of the night? I mean, there is one match that really exceeded expectations beyond fucking belief, but we'll talk about that later.
All right, let's move on to the men's Royal Rumble match. Rumble? I have to say, guys, this was a good Rumble. And I was happy with the result. I'm just so happy I'm potentially getting Nakamura versus Styles at Mania, which is my sole reason for watching this show. So if they take that away from me, I'm not watching Mania. What do you think, Russ?
This was the best Rumble we've had in a long time. We sat there and we were just trying to think who was coming in. And we missed a lot. A lot. Especially me.
Well, like, the first eight is what really got us.
Yeah. It was just so talented. Like, this Royal Rumble was full of talent. There were so many guys in there just thinking, like, holy crap. These guys are all, like, they're all at least have potential to run the main event. Not all of them, but a good chunk of them could. And I thought it was really well done. The fun spots were there. The ending was really well done. WWE, kudos to them. Playing us all, I don't want to say like fools, but playing us kind of like getting us ready to be felt like fools. I really liked it. The surprises were fun. And some of the little things they set up in the Rumble were really good. I enjoyed it.
See, what did you think?
Heath Slater was awesome.
And that was good. That was good.
Well, there goes my talking point.
I have to question the thinking of the tag teams who have a match later to be in the Rumble and then wanting to stay in the Rumble. Like, you have a championship match coming up, was it next?
Yeah. Well, we need to.
And you go for like 25, half an hour in the Rumble? Why would you bother doing that?
I don't know if Sheamus wanted as bad as the other guys.
No, he didn't seem to, no.
Yeah, Sheamus was out quick.
Well, they all should have. Cesaro should have done that too. For the chance to be fresh for the title match.
Here's the thing. Because I didn't know what time it was at that point. But Kent and I swore that they'd dropped the title match, and that's why they were all in the Royal Rumble. It was like, they must have dropped the title match. And we couldn't figure it out. And then when Roman ejected Rollins, which I'll let Kent get to in a few moments, we thought for sure Jordan was coming in.
I thought maybe Kurt Angle did that to save Jordan for the title match.
I wasted so many... Okay, Kent and I always play a game with the Rumble. I wasted so many picks on Jason Jordan just knowing he was coming in. And I was so pissed off the next night when I found out he was injured.
Kent, what were your thoughts?
I mean, I feel everybody summed it up. But I mean, there is one really hot point to really discuss here. Seth Rollins, at what point did you sit there at home and you go, God, you know what would look awesome? If I had some black pants on and we had some flames to it, I would look so badass. And so he goes to the seamstress and is like, hey, could you make me some flaming tights? And she's like, you sure? He's like, yeah, I think I'd look good. You know, because I got that song, Burn It to the Ground. And, man, I didn't shut the fuck up the rest of the night about those pants.
I think they were your topic of every conversation of every match.
Here's the funny thing. It's like, if I was a fan of that guy, I think I would have, like, this old lady permanently walking behind me with a bell screaming shame at me for being a fan of him and or a guy that should have possibly been in the Rumble, but he wasn't, even though he's the GM's son. The shame behind that. Oh, I'd hate to have been a fan. I don't know how I felt. One elimination that I wasn't necessarily fond of, even though it was a moment, was Corbin. Corbin was out way too quick, and even though he kind of like beat the shit out of everybody afterwards, which was exactly what Corbin would do, I still felt it was a little too early on. Another critique I will offer is that we did not get any Haas showdown. There was no Haas showdown. I really wanted Elias versus Baron as the Haas showdown, And that did not entertain me in the least, not seeing that. But with that being said, it was nice. It felt fresh. Thankfully, Shinsuke got me 10 points because I was the only person in the room that picked him. Felt good about that. I don't know. It was entertaining. It'll actually go down as one of my favorite Rumbles because of its unpredictability. That's the Rumbles that are predictable suck. Like, we can all admit, like, yeah, they may have their moments, but at the end, you feel unsatisfied. Like, you just, like, left a sports bar and went to Utica unsatisfied. Or, like, you had this dream of, like, these really cool pants, and then you wear them, and you're like, oh, this is unsatisfying. But this
year, could also have been, like, you were talking to someone for 2 hours, a cute girl, perhaps.
Right,
and then
right,
you find out that she whips out a dick.
Oh. Yeah, I guess you could say that, too.
Okay.
Or in wrestling terms, would it be like having a 30 spot, coming out with shiny pants with Count Dracula on them, and then you can throw it out in like 2 minutes?
It could be like that, but in all fairness, Steve, he did show the world.
He did show him something.
He did. Those were bad, too. Not as bad as Seth. Oh, okay. Now that Kent's finally got to say it. Holy crap.
Go ahead, Russ. Talk about your boy.
Seth Rollins, go back to being a Power Ranger, because that was awful. Like, even when I saw it at first, I was like, I was hoping Kent wouldn't say anything or notice. I was like, nope, those are bad. Those are really bad. The second, all of a sudden, as soon as they come out, I'm seeing them, and then all of a sudden, not even 3 seconds later, Kent goes, Russ, what the hell is he wearing?
How could you not notice those pants?
Oh, my God. Well, I was hoping you wouldn't, because I was like, oh, my God, these are terrible. And all I could think of is, burn it down. And I was like, no, this was bad. That, I hope whoever made those for him burned those pants, and he never wears them again.
Who else wears tights to match the theme song?
Undertaker?
Goldust?
Yeah, that's true.
Andre Johnson?
Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Farouk?
The Rock?
And Ron Simmons? Ron Simmons wore a shirt that said, damn.
That's true.
That doesn't get any better.
Yeah. It doesn't really fit his theme song, so.
His theme song was, he said, damn, and he came out.
Fair enough.
All right, moving on. We have, well, let's just continue the Seth Rollins discussion with the Raw Tag Team Championship match. Rollins versus, and Jordan versus The Bar, with The Bar getting the belts.
Wait now, a second, they won the belts?
Yeah, I thought, yeah.
Because Jordan got concussed on the outside.
Yeah, because he's got that injury, so he couldn't do anything in the match.
I think I was having way too much fun making fun of the tights. I don't remember the ending of that match.
I was about to say, there was a part of me that hoped that when Seth went in the back, he would change his clothes when he came
That's
out.
That's why Seth wore those pants, so no one remember the match.
There you go.
I have to job tonight. I am going to go out like a fucking champion.
Well, congratulations, you did. Now, I'll say this. Overall, match wasn't terrible. It told a decent story, especially with, well, if they continue the story when Jordan comes back to being healthy, I hope they give us something about it, but I thought Seth did a really decent job in there. Cesaro and Sheamus did a good job. But again, this match was an afterthought. It didn't give enough time. And not that it really needed time this time around, but it just didn't, I don't know. It was like a 4.5. It wasn't great, but it was okay.
Steve, any thoughts from you?
Well, I wonder if they had to shorten it because of Jordan's injury.
That was my thought, yes.
It'll be interesting if when Jordan does come back, he blames Seth Rollins for totally for the loss and not him not being able to do anything. Hopefully that's what happens, but there's a lot of injuries in the tag team division. So I think they got to call someone up from NXT soon.
Slater and Rhino are still healthy.
True. They should get the hell shot. Did they get one? No, that was Titus Worldwide. Never mind.
And Kent.
So let's have this discussion. Remember how 2017 was like the year in which the tag division carried every fucking pay-per-view for like the second half of 2017? Minimal, and actually if you look at the first half, the tag team division still held a lot of the pay-per-views up. then so we go into the Rumble thinking, all right, we're due. One of these two matches are going to steal the show. And although neither was the worst match of the card, both were entirely forgettable, mainly, unless you have wet dreams about flaming pants.
Who doesn't?
Who does say, who
doesn't?
Right. God, I can't believe I can't remember the end of that match, and I blame it entirely on the fucking pants.
You were so on those pants that it was a short match. What, it was like 10 minutes and uneven?
That's about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's all I did. I dwelled on the fucking pants.
Yeah, you were on those pants so hard.
I went hard.
You did.
All day, all night. Right.
Can we blame the tag teams for not delivering this week or this pay-per-view because it is the Rumble? I mean, there's the...
It's the booking. It's the way they were booked. They couldn't do anything about it, probably.
Yeah.
The Usos match delivered as far as quality goes.
In the beginning.
It was just not...
One fall.
Right. It was
one fall out of three.
Yeah.
Two, actually.
No, the second... between the first and the second was total garbage. So...
I mean... Shouldn't Jay have had... Jay Uso had to wear the flaming pants because of the DWI? What, like, shouldn't that have been his punishment? Like, what did Seth do?
I was going to say, what did Seth do?
Like, are we going to get one of those WWE 24 documentaries? Why Seth Rollins had to wear flaming tights.
Did he send dick pics to someone again?
Yeah. That'd be funny if Vince goes, Vince wanted him to wear the pants because Vince thought it was hilarious.
Like, could they do, like, a behind-the-music thing about Seth's pants? I would watch that. 100%. I would rewatch that.
Hopefully Seth just says, paint's a hell of a drink.
Yeah. That's the only reasoning. Oh, my God. They were so bad. You know what's funny? That's a main part of the show, too. Because after Ket saw him the first time, he was the rest of the night.
Nothing else really mattered.
Right.
You notice he wasn't on Raw the next night.
Yeah, because they didn't want everybody to remember those damn pants.
The shame was real.
I'm a fan of his. Those were terrible.
But does Cesaro continue this feud? Like, not that they're stale. I think Cesaro's still fresh. But they need decent opponents.
They need someone who can go hard.
They've had decent opponents in a while.
Two heels? Two heel teams?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Have you noticed that they seem to be shifting away from heel face a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
Just a little bit. Now, I'm not saying they're going completely, but it seems like they are kind of shifting away from heel face.
Because it's what they need at the moment, and as soon as they have everything that they need, they can go back to the heel face dynamic. But right now, they need all hands on dick.
Yes, definitely on dick.
Like if they're in Philippines or something.
Yes.
All right, moving on to the next match on the card. And I think this match may be brought to you by Russ's Man Crush of the Week.
No, not this match. I mean, he's in it, but it wasn't this match that gave it to me.
Oh. Then we'll talk about that later.
Yes.
Never mind.
Let's talk about that segment.
Is this the Women's Royal Rumble with botches here on the podcast?
I want to get to the Royal Botchamania.
I was going to use this as a good segue, and Russ,
you did your job, Russ.
No, yeah, I ruined you. I'm sorry. You're
Russ
right.
Always
and notice we can't see
now. They know, but hold on. This is a good teaser or teasers, and everyone knows now that one of these guys in this match is my man crush of the week,
Paul Heyman.
You know it.
All right, we're talking about the Universal Championship match between Braun Strowman, Brock Lesnar, and Kane, with Brock retaining the belt. I must have been in a post-men's Rumble, like, hangover, what have you, because I don't
pants.
Remember this match.
It's his pants.
It was the pants. It was
either.
Definitely the pants.
I noticed the pants. I was just like, those are odd, and I kind of moved on from it. It looks like you guys didn't move on from it. And we might need a session with Dr. Carey about the pants.
If he brings them back out, we definitely will. Because some fan might be on the verge of suicide.
Oh, boy. All right. So, Russ, let's start with you. So, since you enjoyed this match, or did you not? I don't know. Go ahead
it
and discuss.
It was okay. It, again, It wasn't the main focus of the night. Kent was... Well, we'll talk about that later. Never mind. It was predictable as hell.
Wait, I mean, what? Finish that sentence.
Oh, I was going to say, you were so adamant that that was going to be the main event.
Well, because I didn't think they would do something so fucking stupid, but, you know, I will talk about that at a later time.
I think we spent, once we realized it wasn't the main event, you spent so much time bitching during that match that I don't remember most of it.
I had an angry night. Let's be real. I was very angry.
You were working out some feelings. But it was okay. I mean, Brock went through his obligatory table, as did almost everyone else. Braun did a few Braun things.
I mean, really, we even had one of the points was to guess how many tables were going to get broken during the match.
Yes. And
which Russ called it unfair after I said my number after the table in the corner got smashed. As if a table in a corner during a match has ever survived a match. Like, that's ever happened in the history of ever. But Russ still called me like a cheater.
Well, or two tables were already down. I mean, should have called it before it. That's like calling...
Yeah, I had 3 seconds after you gave your answer, but...
That's like calling Shinsuke as the champion, as the Royal Rumble winner, as Roman's about to go over.
I did not do that. I made my prediction.
You did. You did. That was way before. You're right. All right. But anyway, overall, though, it wasn't a terrible match, but Kane did Kane do anything? I don't remember him doing shit.
He lost.
Well, he sure shit didn't light the ring on fire or any pants.
That's true. He definitely lost. Definitely. He was there to take the pin. We all knew that was coming. Except for
me.
No, you didn't? Oh, you didn't think he was taking the pin?
No, I predicted Braun would take the pin because I thought WWE wanted to spite its fans one more time.
I Raylene thought Kane was winning, so...
Yeah, she predicted Kane and Baron Corbin to win the Rumble. And yet she still did better than Russell at predictions. I want everybody to think about that. She predicted Kane to win the belt, predicted Baron Corbin to win the Rumble, and she still beat Russ, a person who watches wrestling every week. Let that sink in. Put on your pair of black pants with some flames on it. Really think about it.
Well, to be fair, it is a guessing game. And she guessed a couple of good ones.
Oh, here we go. Excuse juice.
But overall, it was an okay match.
What did you think, Steve?
I enjoyed the legit knee to the face Brock Lesnar got, followed by the legit punch to the face Braun got.
I was going to say, was that definitely real on both parts? I know Braun didn't do it on purpose. Yeah, Braun didn't do it on purpose, but Brock definitely did it on purpose.
And then Braun pretty much no-sold it anyways.
Yeah, that was awesome. Like, Braun literally looked at him, got right back into it.
Other than that, it's a normal match between those guys. I think Braun needs a belt at some point soon, before his whatever he has going on now wears off. Because
he's lightning
only,
in the bottle.
He can only destroy so many things now. There's nothing else to do.
Yeah, I keep on thinking, what are they doing next week with Braun? Because this week can't be topped.
Well,
and I was wrong.
He's definitely breaking the chamber.
He's got to, right?
Yeah.
And, Kent, what were your thoughts?
It happened, and we saw it. I can't imagine any fucks were given. Like, did anybody sit there and was like, oh, this is really good, yay? No. And the worst part of this had nothing to do with the match. It was knowing what was coming up next that was going to end the night. That's where the true depression, tears running down your face, start slitting your wrist for attention starts happening.
You don't enjoy history being made?
I don't like history, Steve. Okay? I don't. I don't like historic events.
Guess what?
I don't
next
like
one's main event's
going to
be.
Yeah. Women.
I don't like Stephanie McMahon on commentary. No. So... Yay, this match was good. Really, the highlight, as Steve pointed out, was the knee and the punch. I can't think of anything else that happened in this match.
Oh, no, there was a great drop kick by Braun. Holy crap, he was awesome. Like, when he kicked Brock.
So, oh, yeah, so yeah, Brock right, kicking yeah. a match is our third biggest highlight of a match.
Yeah, but it was really good.
And that's where we hit a new low in championship matches when a drop kick is our third biggest highlight. Brock Lesnar, he needs to hold that belt for another, 15 months or so. He deserves it.
I think we're down to 48 days, thank fucking God.
48 days. Are you counting down?
No, but that's when WrestleMania is.
Is it like 60
something? 48 days.
I think like 60
something. No, it's April. It's the first week. It's the last weekend in March, isn't it?
I don't know. I think it's like 60
Russ,
days.
Russ, I think your math is way the fuck off, because 49 is 7 times 7, so 4... Like,
was it?
You teach math!
Didn't the countdown just say 69 on it, like, last night or something? Monday night?
I want to say we're at, like, 67, 66, because it was 70 the night of the round.
I saw 69 on a countdown somewhere.
So. I swear they said it was the end of March. When is it? Maybe I'm wrong.
It's probably April,
like, the
something.
First weekend in April.
How could it be the first weekend in April?
Of The Walking Dead.
That would be February 28th.
Finale.
Oh, finale. That's right.
English.
Sorry, I didn't hear the finale part.
Words are hard.
Well, yep. I didn't hear him say finale.
Math is hard too, apparently.
I think maybe you're you cut out. Or I was thinking of Flaming Pants.
Those pants.
Damn pants.
He's thinking of the Flaming Pants again. And with that, let's move on to the Women's Royal Rumble. I'm sure you all have your thoughts. I actually enjoyed it. It was good for what it was. There was some botches, some really bad spots you didn't see until afterwards when some videos came out. Yes, I'm looking at you, Miss Sasha Banks. But I'm glad Asuka won.
What kind of videos came out? I'm kind of interested now.
Basically, she was like kicking Lita and really just no selling the kicks. She was just like, I'm kicking you.
There was a lot of that, just so you know.
So wait, we're not talking about Paige videos.
Lita's a legend, though, so you have to be careful with her.
There was a lot of no-selling of some stuff in that match.
Well, Lita almost broke her neck doing the moonsault.
Yeah, oh my God.
Molly Holly didn't do the go-around too well.
She got kicked out
Molly
pretty rough.
Molly was at least in good shape and physically able to do stuff. Lita acted like she was 70 fucking years old.
Yeah, she walked around like she was Taker last year.
Because she was extreme for her whole career.
Uh-huh. She extremely took it from a lot.
She's probably drunk also. I don't know.
That's possible.
All right, let's discuss it. Let's start. Steve, any more thoughts from you? Let's start with you.
Kelly was awful. She should not have been in the ring. Trish looks good still, which is a plus. Asuka had to win it. And can I discuss the ending, or are we waiting for the final next segment?
All right, moving on to Russ.
I guess you got told. It was okay. I thought it was neat. It wasn't bad. It definitely wasn't bad. It wasn't great by any stretch of the imagination. Michelle McCool was awful. I think it was Kelly. Was she the one who got thrown out by jumping over the rope? Was that her? I couldn't remember, because someone literally just jumped out of the ring. Nobody touched them. Nobody did anything. They just jumped out of the ring. It was
Gail Kim was a little jealous of that.
Yes. I mean, it was bad. There were some just really, really... I don't want to say they were botched, but they were botched. Okay, there was a lot of botched moves. But overall, product-wise, I enjoyed myself. I thought it was good. Asuka won it. I'm fine with Asuka winning it. I'm glad Asuka won it. So I'm not disappointed. But I'm hoping next year's better.
And Kat, what did you think?
I don't remember a wrestling pay-per-view main event this amazingly bad in my life. This is really one of the all-time worst things I've ever seen. We gave how much time for this, and that's what we got. Now, keep in mind, the social justice warriors of the fucking world aren't saying a goddamn thing about the Bellas being two of the final three people, but those same motherfuckers would have been the same motherfuckers that would have been bitching the year that it was like Kane, Big Show, and Roman Reigns, because it was two old guys versus a new guy. Same fucking thing here, but we're not talking about because it's the women and it's historic. Well, That's a load of shit. It's fucking disrespectful to the women that are there busting their ass every fucking week to give the fucking untalented Bellas to the final three spots. Are you shitting on my balls
that,
here, people?
That to me wasn't even the most disrespectful thing of the night.
Go tell us what the most disrespectful thing was, Steve.
Should we go with the night entertain first, or should we just go with it?
Steve,
that's what he wants.
We're not at the end.
The most disrespectful thing is the last thing that happened in the night.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
We're not there yet, Ken.
We got
or Steve. You brought up the Bellas, and it made me think how
awful Brie is.
Yeah. But
came out.
There was one part. Oh, shoot. Now I lost it. Go ahead. Finish up. You were talking about something. Nailed it. And I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, I want to talk about that. And I forgot.
Bella's wins being awful.
They were two of the final three. Like, the women that are there. Why wasn't Bayley in the final three? Like, I felt Bayley should have been in the ring with Asuka at the very end. I felt Bayley was the last one that should have been eliminated because Bayley is a person that they could still make money on, but they refused time and time and time and time again, and they were more interested in pushing Michelle McTaker and fucking Lita. The fuck? Lita? Get the fuck out of the ring. Don't ever come back. I don't ever want to see your dumb ass on my fucking TV.
Trish should have been one of the last two, I think.
I would have been fine. Russ, you can vouch. I said I'd be okay if Trish was the one that passed the torch to Asuka.
Because she was really the women's division.
He did.
I mean,
she was the women's division in the Attitude Era.
But no. What we had instead was Miss Golden fucking Shovel in the finals. Why are we not talking about Miss Cena?
On the bright side, it wasn't Stephanie, which I thought was going to happen.
So did I. I honestly did too.
Oh, let's talk about Stephanie for a second, can we? Her on fucking... let's get rid of the most entertaining commentator in Booker T and put Stephanie McMahon on there. Yeah. Let's all just fucking self-fillet ourselves and get it over with, okay?
Wouldn't you expect her to be good on the commentary?
Wouldn't you expect her to be good at anything?
Yes!
But no, she's not.
And why don't Michael Cole have to say what a great night it is for all the competitors and for you, Stephanie McMahon?
Because Stephanie held a gun to Michael Cole's head and said, you say this or you are fired.
It feels like to me Michael Cole was forced to say a lot of things last night, or on Sunday night and Monday night. And now I remember what I want to talk about. What really pissed me off, or what I thought was really stupid, is, and this is not just a women's thing, but this happened on Sunday night. The elimination of your partner before you're the only two people in the goddamn ring. How fucking stupid are you? This at this point in the game.
And it happened multiple times with Beth and Natalya and the Bellas.
Yeah, but it was stupider with the Bellas because I'm going to get my opportunity by throwing my sister out. I can take Asuka. Nobody's taking Asuka. My first thought is let's get the fucking Asuka out and then you and I will have a fight and we'll see who wins. It's as simple as that. When they do that, that is Rumble logic that is so fucking stupid. It just pisses me off.
What is every man for themselves?
Actually, lasted longer.
Yeah, every man for themselves, but you at least make it so you're the only two options left.
Ideally, or three. Yes. Logically, yes.
Yeah.
Why was this the main event? Let's face it. Women in an over-the-top rope rumble is a terrible idea because women traditionally in matches do not handle going over-the-top rope well.
Well, for one, they're short of the top
rope. This is not me being sexist. This is just how it is in wrestling. They do not do well going over the top rope. And yet we had 29 really awkward landings over the fucking top rope. Okay? Like, this was a retarded idea. This should have been the opening match because the crowd would have been hot for it. This should not have been the main event. My God, we had one of the best men's Royal Rumbles. And that guy...
That right there. Didn't we notice right there the heat and the top moment of that and everything after that went downhill?
Right.
It just fell flat.
The women were never going to be able to live up to that, and that's kind of fucked up on WWE's part for putting them in that spot to fail. WWE should have put them in the opening spot so they could have succeeded, and the crowd would have really appreciated it. Instead, I'm sorry, that was really one of the worst things I've seen to end a pay-per-view in my entire fucking life. I'm ashamed that that happened. I'm quite disgusted. Hell, that makes me want to go watch some Asian Persuasion, allegedly.
Was Sting Jeff Hardy a main event in TNA?
Yes.
Was it really?
But that's one of the all-time greatest things that ever happened, Steve. Let's never forget that Sting told the fan that they were right, that this was bullshit.
Yeah, but if the men's rumble ended the pay-per-view, we would have not have had our Were You Not Entertained segment.
Oh, we would still would have had it,
which
I
is
think.
The only it just... reason it main evented.
Right. Yes. No, Carrie's right, though. You're right.
We would not have had the debut of Ronda Rousey. I have to say, I was not entertained. I think she should have to go to NXT like everybody else. She shouldn't have an immediate pass to the main roster just because of who she is. Just saying. So I was not entertained, but I do have one thing compliment to give her. She does a great point at the WrestleMania sign.
No.
The only thing she did
Steve,
that was great.
What do you think?
If I was Asuka, who just won the first ever Women's Royal Rumble and made history, only to have someone who doesn't deserve to be in the ring walk out and take all your heat away, I would have kicked her head off if I was Asuka. And then if I was Charlotte and Alexa, I would have joined in the beatdown afterwards. This was totally disrespectful to Asuka and to all the women in the Rumble to have her show up at the end.
Russ, how about you?
That summed it up pretty good. I was really not entertained. I hate Ronda Rousey. I've always hated her. I think she's overrated. And I've wanted to see her. I was so happy when she lost and whatever she does. MC, whatever it is, MMA,
UFC,
yeah, UFC, MMA. But her coming out there, two things that really okay to take that part that I don't like her out and look at it objectively. Here's the things that really did not entertain me. First of all, Cole screaming at the top of his lungs, "What's going on? That is shock, Stephanie. What do you have to say about this?" I'm keeping my mouth shut. That was so terrible. Cole trying to oversell this was so annoying. And then Ronda walking out there trying to shake hands with Asuka. Thank God Asuka slapped her hand away. And then her pointing to the... it was terrible. I hated that point. I wanted to punch her in the face. I hate her that much. And then she went down to Stephanie and shook her hand, which, okay, whatever. And then she went back up and pointed again. Not entertained. She can... go to hell.
And Kent.
All I could imagine was all the hype, and then all of a sudden hearing Cult of Personality and CM Punk literally kicking her head off of her neck, and the crowd going apeshit. It would be the greatest moment in pro wrestling history. He'd also go prison for murder, but it'd be the single greatest moment in pro wrestling history. I wish Uma Thurman was there as the bride and took her sword and chopped off her arm as she pointed. I wish Alexa Bliss would have pulled her pants down, put on a strap on, and raped Ronda Rousey's bitch ass every time while Charlotte just whooped her dick out and took her in the front. I wanted all the women to fist Ronda Rousey vehemently. And probably botch it, because, like, that shit would hurt if they botched the fisting, right? And we know they would have botched it. Okay, like, let Lita, try fisting Rousey, and, like, she just, like, uppercut her in the face somehow, because that's how good Lita is. No, I don't want to put up with this shit. I don't wish any really ill will towards Ronda Rousey, but if she got injured and got put on the shelf for the next, like, 50 years, I'm not upset about that. Like, I don't want her on my TV screen. No, fuck this, fuck everything about this, fuck the disrespect. Steve's right, it was disrespectful to all the women that busted their ass and carry this show week in and week out and make the women's division what it is today. They bust their ass and do a good job by and large. This fucking sucks. So, fuck all of this, fuck them for thinking this was a good idea, and, I kind of want to see Lita attempt to fist Rousey now. I want to see how bad she fucks it up. That's what I'm coming away. Maybe Lita could wear the Seth Rollins pants while it's happening. Let's just tie everything together. Make her wear the pants. Actually, make Ronda Rousey wear the pants. There. Now we've made everything better.
All right, guys. I think that concludes our discussion on Royal Rumble.
I don't get to talk about rape very much in our We're Not Entertained segment, so this is a good week.
All right, let's move on and talk about Raw. And to kick off our discussion of Raw, Russ, who is your man crush of the week?
Well, my man crush of the week, we said I was surprising you. Could have been Braun, could have been Kane, could have been Brock. But only two of those guys were on Raw. And only one of them was in a mixed match challenge. I'm talking about Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman was a beast this weekend, first of all. Looked good at the Rumble, no matter what. No matter that he was in a bad match, he looked good. But then, on Monday night, again, every week I go, how is Braun going to do something Braun-ish and top himself? Did a great job this week. I mean, lifting up an entire stage with a broadcast booth and then literally flipping it over, that's good stuff right there. That was great. And I loved how everyone came running over to Kane afterwards and was like, get a stretcher, get it. Like, they didn't even give it time. They're like, just call it, just call it. They didn't count the 10, they just called it. That was great, but that's not the reason he was my man crush of the week. No. No, no, no. I watched the Mix Max Challenge with him and Miss Bliss and Sami Zayn and I can't think of her name. Becky.
Straight Fire Pants.
Yeah, Straight Fire Pants, yes. First of all, watch it. If you want to see four people having a great time in the ring and just having a great time, this was a fantastic match. It was really good. But afterwards, they got a little bit of an interview, and Braun told Alexis that she was cute. She blushed.
Spoiler fucking alert here, Rob.
I'm sorry. Did someone ask me what my man crush was? Because she should have waited.
You know what? Fuck you. I'm going to insult you right now because you tried spoiling some shit. Let's all go on the record right now that it's fucking January and Russ is already blowing his fucking load on Braun Strowman, knowing that there's 11 months later that Braun's going to do some awesome shit, and he's basing this off of a fucking announce booth and a fucking...
No, not the announce booth. It wasn't the announce booth.
And I'm not supposed to fucking insult you?
It was not the announce booth, sir. It was the mixed match challenge, and if someone had waited their turn when I said what I was going for
Wait, Russ is saying something about somebody waiting for their turn to speak. Holy shit,
no, not
that's
waiting their
not
turn to
funny
speak.
At all.
Waited their turn to say what I was doing with my man crush.
No, go ahead, Russ.
I would have
intrigue us with your spoilers.
I would have picked Braun too this week only because his logic of a Last Man Standing match. If I murder my opponent, he cannot get back
he
up.
He can't stand. That's also very good. That's true.
Which is what I would do in a match like that, too.
But
Chris Benoit nods.
He, at the end, Bliss said he was cute. His face afterwards was priceless. He is
once again, I have not watched this, Russ.
Cutest. Okay, then this will be a very nice surprise for you. He was a very cute. He has a very cute monster among men.
I'll fucking murder you.
He has the cutest face. And he was blushing so badly. It was so adorable. And that's why he won my man crush of the week. If we'd waited for the end of the week, end of SmackDown, and someone asked me, maybe I wouldn't have spoiled it as badly. Yeah, you can take that all you want, but you wanted my man crush, and it was decided upon
Russ,
after I watched the Mixed Match Challenge.
Until that time, when you haven't seen something, and I'm going to spoil it for you.
Like Reservoir Dogs?
For wrestling, I don't think I care that much.
No, I'll wait until something is important to you. Wrestling's not important to you. I'll find something that's important to you, and I will spoil it.
Okay, question. Have you seen any Mixed Match Challenges yet?
No, I am waiting to sit down happily and watch them like I did with NXT. That's what I do. I binge watch the shit out of things. That
well, how am I supposed to wait for you if I have a man crush based off of the Mixed Match Challenge?
Maybe you don't be a retard and pick Braun Strowman knowing for a fact that Braun Strowman's going to do something really cool within the next 2 to 3 months.
I had nothing else.
All right.
Not
even
hot pants? No, definitely not hot pants.
Like,
I'm
really,
not giving him that. Are you
pants?
Kidding me? There's a time and a place to give it to Seth, and it was definitely not this week.
There is a time and place for you to give it to Seth. You're damn right.
All right, let's talk about the Elimination Chamber qualifying matches. We had Braun Strowman, Elias, and surprise, surprise, John Cena advancing. John Cena guys, is one of the main reasons I no longer like the WWE. Brock Lesnar's the other one. Both of them are what's wrong with the WWE. I'm sorry, I'm just pissed that he used his golden shovel on Finn Balor. Moving on.
He didn't use a golden shovel. Finn Balor kicked out of the whatever he calls it, edge adjustment. It was a good showing for Finn. Finn lost to Kane in like 2 seconds, like a month ago.
Yeah, that was bad.
But my point is,
this was a good match.
it was a good match. My point being that it just seems like every time a young talent is up against John Cena, they get the shaft.
Shaft.
Well, the only problem I see is John Cena was going into this match no matter what. So, I guess giving Finn a good match, I'm kind of okay with it. I thought it was a good match, so.
I liked the heel tendencies Cena showed for some reason during that match.
Oh, we missed the best part of the whole Rumble, when John Cena entered and got his ass whooped.
Also, we didn't talk about how good Andrade did at the Rumble.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He stayed in there.
He lasted a good amount of time.
Yeah. Like, crap, we forgot a lot of the good things.
And Ember
yeah,
Moon with a broken arm.
Because we were focused on hot pants and how bad the women did.
Yeah.
All right. Russ, any more thoughts on Elimination Chamber qualifiers?
You want to spoil it? Tell us who else is in the Elimination Chamber, Russ, while you're at it?
Well, maybe you should have watched Raw by now, because now we definitely have
maybe
to.
Maybe you go tell us what's going to happen next week, huh?
Well, my assumption is going to be Roman, Seth, and Jason. There you go, Roman, Seth, and Jason. Spoiling it now for you.
Who's the antagonist in that?
No, it'll be good, trust me.
Yeah, okay, trust me.
Fire pants.
He better not be wearing those. He's going to get a permanent non...
Oh my god, the Elimination Chamber is going to get burned down!
Yes. Overall, I thought the matches were good. Bronze was fun, even if it was short. It was fun. Definitely a good thought process. Kill your opponent. If they can't stand, they can't win. What was the other one?
The 5-second match between Elias and Woken Matt Hardy.
Oh, right. I'm glad Elias won. So
I can't wait for WrestleMania when they have a laugh-off. It's going to be amazing.
No, they better have either a House of Horrors 2... Or it better be like the designs on
with spotted monkeys.
Yes, with spotted monkeys and or designs on the mat of the maggots and.
What, is he gonna get fucking tattoos?
No, like they did at the WrestleMania.
He said designs on mat.
On the mat,
no,
not mat.
Yeah, right.
So.
The Matt Hardy. I get
not
you.
The Matt
right.
Hardy.
Is he getting tattoos or what? What are you referring
it's
to?
It's gonna
Russ?
Be Kakushi that's just written on him. That's all.
So
are they having a match of pages then? Is that what you...
No, this is not Xavier Woods versus Brad Maddox.
Can Paige do that anymore with a broken neck? I don't know. How badly injured is she?
Carrie, can you vouch? Can Paige keep it up with a broken neck?
I don't know.
That's the Carrie had ever had a broken neck. How would...
We don't know that. How do you know her injury history?
I'm pretty sure I know her long enough to know if she had a broken neck at some point.
All right, let's continue on. Steve, what are your thoughts on the matches?
I don't get what they're doing in Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt at all. Like, it was a clean win for Bray Wyatt, what, last week, 2 weeks ago? And then they worked together in the Rumble for like, 2 or 3 people, and then they get themselves tossed out. And then they interrupt the laughing match, and he loses to Elias. I don't know what they're doing at all. The Cena match was good. I don't really care if Finn won it or not, because neither one of them winning the match at the Chamber. So, hopefully Braun wins the whole thing, because Braun needs a belt.
You know that's not happening.
No, I know. Well, he could win the MMC, get a whatever they give you. I don't know.
Do you think they'll let Asuka lose?
Well, Miz will get the pin. Take the loss. Not Asuka.
Yeah, but then she still has a loss in WWE.
Not singles, though. It won't count.
Fair enough. I don't know.
They're full of technicalities. Like, Goldberg, half his wins came against Hugh Morris, and they counted each one the same, so...
That's true. Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, Kent, what were your thoughts?
I watched Star Wars last night.
Which one? New one?
I'll refer my talking to Carrie and Steve at this point.
The Last Jedi?
Now you go look. I'm blocking you out, Russ. My hand is over your fucking
face.
That's
going to help you.
You can't see him.
I can't see you.
No, you got
to
go
to the movie theater. I saw fucking Star Wars. Burst in my fucking bubble here. That's all I had to say.
It wasn't very good.
I think about those three matches.
It was a good movie.
I felt pretty, I fell asleep at 2 points.
It's like the Rumble. Really underwhelming.
I fell asleep at the point where Luke was explaining what happened in the past with him and Kylo. So I felt good. I woke up. I'm like, hey, Chris, what just happened? Because I'm sure I just missed like probably the most part of the movie. And yeah, it was cool. It was cool. So yeah, yay Elimination Chamber. Can't wait for John Cena. Braun Strowman's probably going to just like pick up the whole Elimination Chamber. We're all pretending like it's not because of the wires. We're just going to pretend it's because of his brute strength. And Russ is going to tell us after Elimination Chamber that week, that's his man crush, and that he didn't pick Braun Strowman this whole year. And he's going to be,
nope.
And then when I point out, he's going to be, can I get a reset here, guys?
Well, it's not going to be a reset. I don't care if Braun picks up the goddamn Elimination Chamber and flips it over. He's getting it for the rest of the year. I don't care.
Is Russ's year based on Chinese New Year? Because that's like, what, February something, 16th?
Russ's like years are based on like dog years, I think. So like every like 3 weeks he gets like a reset. There's like Braun Strowman, Seth Rollins, Jeff Hardy. And just rinse
why would
and repeat
I choose Jeff Hardy?
You would, Russ.
Now, hold on. I love how Kent makes the rules for my man crush.
Well, it's supposed to, we agree.
It's like if I said Alexa Bliss.
We did agree on this, Russ. Are you going to deny that?
Wait,
we
are
agree?
You saying Alexa Bliss is the man?
Well, you agreed, and I just agreed with you. I don't. It doesn't
okay,
matter.
Okay, I'm sorry, Russ. You name your whatever man crush you want every week, and it'll be cute and adorable, and I won't make fun of you at all.
Okay, because it's
right,
my
guys.
Segment.
Let's move on to something we can make fun of.
We were just talking about Russ.
Seriously, let's talk about Asuka versus Sasha and botching. Man, I'm surprised Sasha's still alive after that spot. What did you think, Russ?
Okay, I am actually I really like this match. I thought the match was really good after the botch. From the botch basically on, I thought this was a brutal match, and it was good. If Sasha never jumps to the ropes again, I will be 100% fine with that, because holy crap, is this the second time she's done that now?
Third
through time. The ropes, botched
third, fourth,
big time?
I don't know.
I think if you look, I saw it slow motion, if you look, it looks like Asuka actually saved her life, because she kicked her head. And it kicked it up so it didn't slam face first into the whatever she was going to hit. It looked like the ground first before anything else. But after that, it was good. Like, really good. They were vicious. The moves were crisp. The crowd finally started getting into it a little bit. And I honestly thought it was a really good match. So, yes, there was a botch. A lot of matches do have them. But I thought the botch actually brought out these two to a really good finish. So I really liked the match. I'm not even going to make fun of it. Except the botch was hilarious.
And Steve.
Sasha seems to do her best in matches where there's a botch that almost kills her. I don't know why, but Bayley almost killed her in one of the matches, and it was a good match. She almost died that night, and it was a good match against Asuka. So apparently she needs to almost die to perform well. I wouldn't recommend that as a style, but if it gets good matches, hey, why not? It's probably the best women's match I've seen on Raw and ever.
Forever, yeah.
And Kent.
So, I'm drinking out of a glass with a woman, Michonne, and, you know, as you can see, in February, we're having The Walking Dead return, and I look forward to it because I am done with women's wrestling. I don't care how good it is. I'm done. Tapping out, I am done. If Alexa is on, I will watch her sweet ass. Otherwise, I am done. I don't care anymore. WWE has really made me hate female wrestling, and all I care about is when GLOW Season 2 comes back. Don't care. I don't care. I did not watch this match. I cannot comment. It sounds like everybody seemed to think it was a good match. The fucking 6-inch forehead apparently did something funny. Don't know. Don't care. I'm done. Done with it. All I care about, Bliss's ass, and there we go. My thoughts.
All right, let's move on to SmackDown. Not much to cover here, except that it was a happy Rusev Day yesterday with Rusev becoming number one contender. I'm very excited by this. I'm happy with it. Steve, what are your thoughts?
Can we do a double turn and have Rude be the asshole heel he should be and Rusev be the face that he's been for the past 3 years, finally?
I would love that.
It didn't seem like they were going that route, did it, though, at the end?
No, it didn't, but it should happen because Rusev has been a face forever. I mean, he loves his wife and stuff, and Roman Reigns breaks it up and Reigns is a face for some reason. I don't know.
Right.
But I'd rather see Rusev as a face. Especially with Rusev Day. He's getting huge pops now.
He was the single most over person in Philadelphia Sunday.
We thought for sure if he got eliminated at the Rumble that there was going to be mass rioting.
Even Lana
but they
got
did
Rusev
it in a good
Day
way. Chance. They did it in a good way, so. Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad he won. I think it kind of felt like didn't it feel like WWE was kind of giving it to him based off of his reactions and stuff he's been getting lately?
Probably.
Didn't it feel like a kind of a reward?
They get it right once in a while.
I mean,
it's
he's not going to win the belt. He's not winning the belt.
If they get it right, it's good.
Right? He's not winning the belt. Do you think
he has to win the belt, doesn't he?
Bobby just got it. It seemed
so
like it'd be...
If he wins the belt, though, that allows Bobby to turn heel, which is where he would belong better. So I can actually see them. Every once in a while, they capitalize on lightning in a bottle. Heath Slater did win the tag team championship.
And Daniel Bryan eventually made it to WrestleMania.
That's true.
Yes, he did.
Took a while, but...
Right before the end.
So, Kent, what are your thoughts on Rusev?
I wore my Happy Rusev Day shirt, thanks to Carrie, on Sunday. And I felt the positive vibes from that carried over Tuesday. So, it was a Happy Rusev Day, and my shirt got washed today. Those are my thoughts.
Will you wear it on Sunday next week or Tuesday?
I don't know, Russ. Why don't you come over and... I don't know.
Do you want me to come over and watch you put it on?
Yeah, please. And then all of a sudden I'll be like Filipino and whip out my dick.
Well, that would be... You don't need to be Filipino
get fire
for that.
Pants.
I know you have a dick.
Oh my God, if I could get those fire pants and wear that shirt... Oh! God, I would look fucking...
That would be a happy
Rusev
Day.
I would be Russ's man crush of the week, and he could nominate me like 4 weeks in a row.
It wouldn't be 4 weeks in a row. But
come
it would
on,
definitely be a lot
four
of
weeks
them.
In a row for that.
It would definitely be a lot of them. If you wore those flamey pants and the Rusev Day shirt and then whipped your dick out.
all fans listening to this, please donate to the Help Can't Get Flaming Pants Fund.
Is it a GoFundMe set up?
Go fund
we're,
me.
We're going to set this up. We'll talk about next week where you can donate your money to the Help Can't Get Flaming Pants Fund. We want to make this dream come true. In time for WrestleMania weekend.
Yes. Yes. Kent, if you have those and your Rusev Day shirt on, though, you better be expecting some surprise butt sex, because...
Surprise?
That's come true. On. Good point. Wouldn't be a surprise.
Wow.
Carrie just wants to move on in the worst way. Are you
seeing
this?
Okay, back to SmackDown, guys. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
Nope, let's just skip everything else and move on, because it is 9:57, and we should really be winding this up right now. And we
it was a big week. It was a big week.
By the way, Bludgeon Brothers are awesome.
Let's move on to I'm Not Finished With You Yet, where we discuss what we're looking forward to next week. Honestly, to see who closes out the Elimination Chamber. Russ, how about you?
To make sure that Seth does not wear those goddamn pants again. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the day that he doesn't wear those pants again. Let's put it that way. So I'm hoping it's soon.
And Kent?
Flaming Pants, Bludgeon Brothers, and Braun Strowman as Russ's Man Crush of the Week.
Oh, it is now.
And Steve.
Hopefully Braun Strowman almost kills someone again. Because that's always fun.
Alright, so that's what we're all looking forward to next week. Let's move on to our game. Yes, it's time, listeners, for Guess the Wrestler. The rules of Guess the Wrestler are very simple. Each week, one of us picks the wrestler. This week, it's Russ's pick. And it's up to the rest of us to guess who that wrestler is using 9 questions and 2 guesses. Each week, the person who picks the wrestler gives us 2 free answers. Usually, and the answers to those questions are if they're a former or current wrestler, and if they are male or female. Russ?
Male. I'm gonna say former.
Alright, I'll kick us off, everyone. What promotion are they known for?
Mostly WWE.
Steve, you wanna ask?
Was he ever the heavyweight champion?
Better yet, Steve is actually really wondering what the highest level belt this person has won. Well, that was his real question. He whispered it in my ear.
Yeah, it's been a while since Steve's played the game. We've been getting better at this. Yeah. The highest belt he's ever won is, I'm going to say,
I'm glad me and Steve talk on mute when you guys aren't listening.
Awesome.
Yes.
Thank God for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I believe you, too. I'm going to say the European Championship. That looks like the highest championship he ever won.
That's
Jesus
fucking awful.
Christ. All right. All right. So we can guess, we can assume Attitude Era. I have a quick question. This isn't my question, though. Are we assuming that European is higher than tag team? Like, I just need that clarification.
I was going that route, but
you're saying European is a higher,
only because it's singles belt compared to doubles. I mean, if you want to go that route, okay, then tag team, he's definitely, this person has won the tag team championships as well.
Weaseled out an answer without asking a question. All right. Let's see. Was this person known mainly as a face, a heel, or did he spend equal time on both sides of the fence?
That is a good question. I want to say kind of both. Let me just...
Okay, it's not Chris Benoit.
Mostly we know him as a face, but there's definitely been some heel work.
Hair color?
At what point?
Damn it, Carrie, stop stealing my question.
When he held the title.
Which title? Changed a lot.
What hair color would we know him best for?
Green.
Russ, are you implying that this person had different shades of hair color during their run?
Yes. But green would be the one we know mostly.
Oh, neato. Carrie seems stratified over there.
I knew. Well, that, there's 2 questions I knew was going to give it away. That one and... I believe it's Steve's turn. Oh. You got to be off mute, though.
I'm trying to think of a question.
You're talking to us.
So, did this person have his own backyard wrestling league?
Based off of that question, I'm going to say yes, but I don't know that for a fact.
Assuming it's who I think it is, I think he did, yeah.
Hold on. While you're thinking of your next question, I'll look, because I am...
Can I ask a really dickheadish question since everybody else here seems to know?
Since we already know the answer, yeah.
Russ, what was the person's name that he was in a tag team with?
You mean his partner?
Or
yeah, I'm curious because
maybe they did somehow.
Yeah, I'd like to know like the name of his tag team partner. It's important.
He actually had two, so with the championship.
Like, the name of his second tag team partner.
Well, that would be, I believe, Rosie.
Oh.
You'll have to tell me why that's a dickheaded move, because I stopped watching wrestling during this time. So you'll have to tell me afterwards.
Stand back, and I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Yeah. Was he in the Rumble this weekend?
Why, yes! Yes, he was. Which is why I kind of said he's retired, but...
Yeah, he's definitely retired. Have you seen you saw him this Sunday, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, I did.
All right, Steve, you got a question?
No, isn't that it? Aren't we done?
That's nine, I think, right?
Oh, no.
No, we each got
three. Oh, that's right. Kent's first question didn't count.
We have one.
Yeah.
We have dickheadish questions left to ask.
Did he have an alter ego?
Yes, I do believe he did.
If you look at him right now, is he in better or worse shape than Fat Hardy?
Is it possible?
Yeah, that's the hard hitting question I have for you at the end here.
I want to say slightly worse, but
I would agree. I think if I'm thinking of who you're talking about,
right? I'd say slightly worse, but I'm not saying much.
God, now I'm going to take my first guess. I'm going to say seems like there's weather involved, so I want to say Kerry Von Erich, the Texas Tornado.
Oh, you were so close, Kent, but that is not correct.
Too. You never know.
Oh, that would have been better. Should have saved your answer for that one, Steve, and let Kerry get the right one.
I can still guess, right?
We got two guesses. Each one guess each. And I'm pretty sure we all know who it is.
Well, I was going to say
Typhoon.
Hurricane, but...
Oh, it's not Typhoon or Earthquake?
It's actually not Hurricane. Names. I'm sorry. It's not the Hurricane.
How many weather-related names is there for wrestlers?
All of them, I think.
I don't know. There's a lot.
Because we have Lance Storm,
yep.
Earthquake, Typhoon, Hurricane Helms, Jeff Hardley.
Jeff Hardley.
Al Snow,
yeah. Even though it's not...
Summer Rae.
We had Ray of Sunshine, what, I guess.
Wasn't it like Paul Burchill's like sister Autumn at some point?
I think so, yeah.
Or something.
Which isn't the weather, it's just a season. But
or winter.
There's
all
no tsunamis there, so, although, I don't think.
Are you sure? Do you not watch Asian Persuasion Wrestling? There's got to be a tsunami over there.
It could be.
There actually is not no one with a weather name.
I'm pretty sure it's too soon for Japan in a tsunami.
They're way behind the times. So they're not naming their wrestlers after weather.
That's true. All right. Tropical the depression. Answer was Gregory Helms, not the Hurricane.
Gregory Hurricane Helms.
Would
That's
you have accepted
name.
Sugar Shane Helms?
Yes, I would have also accepted Sugar
would
Shane.
Would you
Helms.
Have accepted three count?
Yes, I would have accepted three count. Not the Hurricane. It was Hurricane Helms. Thank you.
All right.
I'm kidding. Well, yes, you were right. Everyone knew who I was talking about.
Okay.
Actually, we said green hair. I thought it was Jeff Hardy here first. But.
As we close things out for another week, Kent, any announcements for our listeners?
I am way the fuck behind on blogs. I am so far behind, it is shameful. But it's mainly because my computer really hasn't been working the past few days. As a matter of fact, my computer would not install Google Chrome. So if you know anything about computers and you understand that my computer would not accept installing Google Chrome, you can understand where I'm at. So that's why there's been no blogs. There was no real reviews for this past weekend. But I promise you, I will still give you my great analysis of this past weekend. There will be no swearing. I swear. By the moon and the stars and the sky.
That's weird.
All right, so everyone, be on the lookout for that. And for Kent, Russ, Steve, and myself, we wish you all a good night, and we'll talk to you all next week.
I can't wait to see Seth in those pants again. Man crush.
Oh, admit God. It. You've loved those pants, Russ.
Russ, if you were there in person, would you have just tossed it out there?